Hello.
Good morning, and this is Peter here.
Yes, Peter.
Yeah, where you have been all the time? I thought
I'm
like
not very
to
happy. I'm not very happy. I got harassed by the bank yesterday and it's cut all my bundle and everything.
I'm sorry?
I got calls from the bank. The next thing I know, I've got all these emails on my phone telling me to ring them. And I've got no money. They've just cut my accounts down.
And when they have set your account down?
I went to check it at the local bank. I couldn't get any answers out of anybody. I tried ringing the fraud line. I tried everything. And nobody would speak to me. And I was absolutely beside myself. I cannot get money out of my account. My card's not working. My account's been put on close.
Okay, and like, you should have called me up once and asked me before you go to the bank.
I couldn't get anybody to answer me anywhere, and I was so beside myself. I need money. I can't survive without it. My accounts have been closed and everything.
And like when you have received that message, that is the email.
Sorry, what was that? I got emails yesterday about that Dobson and about they're holding it for 24 hours and they won't process it, which is I don't care one way or the other. But I'm just not happy because I couldn't get anybody to answer me. I rang the number that you told me to ring you if I needed you, and all it gave me was engaged, engaged, engaged. And you know the first thing I thought of? I've been scammed for all my bank accounts.
You tried to call me and
I tried to call you and there was beep, 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 nothing. And I thought, I've got to have an answer to this. I've got to know what's going on. So the only way I could do it was to do what I did. I have to protect me too.
Yes, exactly. But the thing is that, as you know, that the hackers are very smart. We have to catch these banks.
How do I know you're not a hacker? That's what got to me yesterday. How do I really know this?
You have got my number, my details. If I'm in a motive to do something wrong with it, I can simply ask you about your card details and your each and every details. Now, whenever you have received that message yesterday, have you tried to log in onto your bank and check the statement on that time?
Yes, and I tried to log in, which is all closed down. I couldn't get in, so I then had to go down and at least get $100 out of the bank if they would give it to me, because I had nothing, no money in my pocket, I had no cards so I could use, nothing. You've got to realize my situation here too.
Whenever you have went to the bank, what did they say to you?
No, I just said, look, I don't know what's going on, whether I've been scammed, what, I don't know, but I need money and my account shut down and they could get money for me.
They have given you the money and what did they say? They didn't. Okay, and
didn't say anything. No.
Okay, and have you unblocked your account on that time?
I can't unblock the account. I've got to ring the Commonwealth Bank fraud number. They won't answer me. I've been all night and all day trying to get them to answer me. Nobody's talking to me. So please just realize what position I got put in here.
Yes, I do understand. Now, see, just try to understand, and I do really appreciate whatever you have done for us to catch these bank employees down. But the thing is that you need to understand that is how we can able to catch these hackers. I have told you that you might be received a call from the bank regarding this transaction.
I did get a call from the bank, yes, about that guy, that Dobson. I got a call from her, a Margaret somebody. And she said, well, we can't do anything until you get a copy of his driver's license. That was the reason I tried to ring you, to find out what was going on. And then when nobody would talk to me, I'm afraid my stay-safe mechanism kicked in.
Like, whose driving license they needed? Your son-in-law's?
It's all gone to my account, and things been set up on my within the Commonwealth Bank for him and for me to pay.
And after that, and what was the time you have received the call from him?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to go back to my phone. It was yesterday afternoon. It was about, probably about, I don't know, 1 o'clock. I was on the, trying to get to work. I was, you know, I was in, you know, not in a very good place. I'm sorry, but I wasn't.
Okay, now you see that I do really understand your concern that you have tried to call us, but you cannot get through. So that is the reason why that everything has been messed up on that time. So we cannot able to go ahead and proceed further. But the thing is that basically, like, they hasn't approved the transaction because their main motive is not just to approve the transaction. Because if they will gonna approve that transaction yesterday, they will gonna get caught by us.
They take 24 hours, and they want to speak to me. They want to interrogate me over the whole thing.
So did they ask you to go to your bank, or you have to call them?
I didn't hear. I missed the call. I tried to ring them back and ring them back and ring them back and see what they wanted, and then I got a new response from, you know, the phone is like engaged. I thought, first thing I thought was I've been hacked for all my money.
No, definitely not. I have told you earlier that if you have got any...
Hey, you're not here on your own trying to battle through this.
But the thing is that I have told you that if you have got any questions in your mind, you can able to ask me on that time. Now, we have just hided the amount for a time being just to confuse the hackers. Now, that's what they have done. That's what they have done. They have told you that, like, you see that yesterday or day before yesterday, you haven't received that call. But yesterday, I have told you that it is a high time that it might be happening. You will gonna receive that call from your bank and asking for the details and information.
And that's what I gave them, very, very, you know, just the information that I gave them. And she said, why are you doing this? And I said, well, I trust my son-in-law or something like that. And then, and she said, oh, okay, and hung up. And then I get all these messages on my phone to say, you know, like, we want to talk to you and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know anything as far as the bank's concerned. I really don't. I don't want to know anything.
Okay. Now, the thing is that, now just think logically, like, suppose if you wanted to send this money to your real son-in-law, suppose you have made a transaction to your real son-in-law through your internet banking, do you think that bank... Do you think that a bank employee will gonna ask you these sort of questions to you? Do you really think that?
She just said, I'm Margaret from the Commonwealth Bank. And then all this happened afterwards. And that's when I got shit scared, because if I lose everything I've got nothing.
Like, I have told you earlier that...
I know, but please understand my side of it.
I do understand. Sure
that you're not a hacker.
Not at all. You see that whenever I have tried to get connected to the server, you're able to see that where you are connected to. Because whenever we, make any dummy transaction, whenever I told you to log in into your accounts, every time I get connected to the secured server of National Crime Agency, then I have told you to log in into your account or do anything about it on the internet.
Yeah. Well, see, this is not my area. I have no expertise in this at all. I have expertise in keeping my accounts with money in them and stuff like that, but not this. This is, you know, like when the phone wasn't answered, it was just engaged. You know, my thought was, put the phone down. I've got you, lady, and that's it. I'm sorry, but that's how I thought.
I understand. Now, could you just do one thing? Could you just open up the AnyDesk application from your mobile phone?
Hang up. Don't put this pressure on me.
Yes. Just be calm down, please.
Oh, no, I can't. You have no idea what I'm like at the moment. Hang on. So are you guys. You're trained in this. I'm not. I'm just still.
We have to deal with people every day. So we know how hard it is.
I do too. Don't you worry. I've been doing it for years. And I'm over it. Well and surely, I can't. Oh, heavens, what's going on here? I'm trying to get back to that screen and it won't let me go. Just give me time.
All right, take your time.
Okay, now to any desk. Oh, God. I had it here a minute ago. Where is it? Right, I'm on it now. Yep.
Okay, I
haven't pressed on it. Numbers. Yeah, 175535645.
All right, just hold on. Let me get connected to the server. Now, once I will gonna get connected to the server, you're able to see that where you are connected to. All right, just hold on. What the number do you see over there? 17?
175-535-655.
All right, now on your screen, can you see any option? It says I'm aware of the risk.
Yes.
Give a click on that. Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now give a click on accept. Yeah, give a click on accept again.
Give
a click on start broadcast.
Oh, Peter, you have put me through hell. It's not funny. Honestly, it's not. I was working last night. You can imagine me trying to work, can't you?
Okay, now the thing is that the whole amount, the whole money that you have got on your Com Bank, it is no longer safe and secure. And they have definitely doubted on you that you are in a part of the investigation, that you are in a part of any investigation to catching these bank employees down. Now, that is the reason why we have to do another way to save your money. Now, first of all, we need to unblock your account. Now, give a click on Start Broadcast once.
Peter, are you telling me the truth, please?
I'm sorry?
Okay. You are telling me the truth, aren't you?
Yes, of course. What do you see on your screen at the moment?
So what have you got to do? You've got to unblock it all.
I will going to let you know. First of all, we need to check that. Now, on your screen, what do you see now?
I see. A number, National Crime Agency, would like to be your desk. Please choose start broadcast in the next hour.
Yeah, get to start broadcast.
Okay. Is that accept, isn't it? You click on accept.
Yes, then start broadcast.
Yes, I got a very stern letter from the bank to say that they wanted to speak to me. I just want to know I've got money, Peter. That's what I want to know and how I can get it ASAP.
Okay, now you just swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Now you just try to log in onto your Com Bank and check that can you able to log in or not.
No. Fast secure banking on the go. Quick access with a 4-digit PIN. No.
Give a click on log on.
Sorry?
Give a click on log on.
I can't hear you, Peter. Sorry.
Give a click on log on.
On log on?
Yeah.
I don't get log on. They've changed the whole thing. I don't get log on. All I get is secure banking. 4-digit PIN. Log on. I need a bank account. That's all I'm getting on the screen, flashing backwards and forwards. So they really chopped me.
Okay, what did they say? They were going to give you a new car or something like that, or what?
No, nothing. I couldn't speak to the crime section. I will have to organize the local managers. I just said, look, I need to get access to my, can I get money out? And they got $100 out for me, because that was all I asked for. But I will need to reset the whole account up.
Okay, give a click on log on. I will let you know that what you need to do. Give a click on log on.
Hang on, Radio. Yep. Okay, so a client number. I have my client number, but I don't have a password.
Okay. You do one thing, give a click on, can you see any option? It says forgotten your net bank details.
It says client number, which I have, and then it's got password, and that's forgotten your bank.
Yeah.
Next bank details.
Yeah, give a click on that.
And then password, client number.
Yeah, give a click on password, because you know the client number. Like, you have got your client number written down, right?
Yes, I have, yes.
Then give a click on password.
Okay, type it in. Type the number client number in there. I don't know what password was.
Okay, now it would be asking for your card number.
Which card number?
Any of your card number, your debit card number. Be handy with your debit card.
Yeah, okay, hang on. This is the most sickening feeling that I've ever had in my life. Okay, I'm sorry to be a pain, but you have no idea.
Yeah, I do understand.
So it's the bank versus the agency, is it?
It's National Crime Agency.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll put the number in, and I'll put that in, and the card PIN number.
Touch on the card PIN, and you need to put the 4-digit PIN number.
I put that up the top in the first one. That's wrong, isn't it? I should have put it on the card. Yeah, hang on. If I go back, I'll not be able to retrieve it.
No, like, you need
card
to
number.
Put the card number, the long-digit number.
Yeah.
It should be the 15-digit number.
In card number? And then
yes,
you put
right.
Card PIN. And then what do you put in card PIN?
Yeah, like, first of all, you need to put the card number, the 16-digit number of your...
In both sections under card number and under PIN number?
Where it says card number, yes. You need to put the 16-digit number. And
that's what I did.
Yeah, and just below that, there should be a card PIN. You need to put the 4-digit card PIN whenever you went down to any groceries or whenever you have to make payments. It's asking for a 4-digit.
Okay, Maria. Yeah, I'll probably forget that. I reckon I've lost 22 kilos overnight. Five, 217-29-19-10103-608, and it's 9-9-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0- PIN, call us. Now I put it in there and it'll only take 4 digits and mine's 6.
Yeah. Now, have you put the same PIN, like whenever you try to withdraw any money, it's asking for a 4-digit PIN number. Have you put that PIN in?
Yeah, but the trouble is mine's not 4 digits. Mine's, I'm sure mine's, hang on. I'll just try something else. Can I for a minute?
Yeah. Like whenever you try to withdraw any money from a ATM, then it will be asking for a 4-digit PIN or a 6-digit PIN. It's definitely asking. Yeah, you need to put that for
so hit next. Hit next. Any extra?
Yes. Yeah, give him. Click on that.
It's spinning.
Yeah, now you're going to receive the net code on your mobile number. Give a click on get net code.
Yeah, get generate and enter a net code to continue.
Yeah, give a click on get net code.
That's the one I've got, isn't it? The net code.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
Give a click on get net code first.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, touch on that box, you are able to see that the netcode will gonna came up. Give a touch on that 6-digit netcode box.
Maybe
you have received a message on your mobile phone. Now just swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen.
And then click into Combank again?
No, like check the message first. Come back to your home screen. Press the home button.
Yeah.
And open up your messages.
Oh, no. You missed a call. No, it's nothing there. It's only just the 4 calls that I got earlier that I ignored because I was doing case notes. 1050 was the last one.
Okay, now reload this page. And check that, have you received any new message or not?
No, I haven't. The 1050 was the last one.
Okay, swipe up your screen from bottom to top and open up the Combank app.
Yep. If you didn't receive a net code, you've got this on your screen, haven't you?
We can able to instruct by this, from this server. It's not a human being. Nobody can able to see your screen. We are notified from the server. Now, can you see, maybe you have put the card number incorrectly. Now,
well, I checked it, but anyway, maybe we'll make the 4-digit PIN,
Okay, just try to remember, no. Like suppose
it
whenever...
It was a 6. I'm sure when I go and I want money out of the machinery thing, it's a 6-digit.
Okay, and whenever you try to use your credit card, the MasterCard, then you also use the 6-digit card number?
They've all got different ones.
No, like on the MasterCard, how many digits you have got to, pay them the money? Like it's a 4-digit PIN or it is also a 6-digit PIN?
They were all, when they sent me all the new cards, I think it was 6-digit. I'm confused. So can we go back and try it with the 4-digit one first and see how we go?
First of all, try to remember, like whenever you have told me that you have been to the coffee shop and like you have to pay them.
I just keep on, I tap and go.
Okay. And whenever you try to withdraw any money, then you use your debit card and it was a 6-digit PIN.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, yes.
And on your MasterCard, do you remember the PIN number of your
MasterCard? I did the MasterCard, the 2 debit cards. I got all new cards and changed all the numbers to run so I would remember what they were.
Like when you have changed that card?
Oh, I changed those cards about 2 months ago.
Okay. And, all right.
When I got a new card.
So, on the new card, you have got only, 6-digit PIN on that card?
I've got a 6-digit PIN on this. If I go to the ATM to draw money out, I've got to put a 6-digit in to get it out.
and on the MasterCard?
All the same.
Then maybe it won't be work, because it would be asking for a 4-digit PIN.
Well, they've all got 6 on them, because, yeah, I remember that, because originally my MasterCard had 6 on it, so I just did the numbers in succession on the 3 cards, so I would always remember them.
All right. Now, in that case, is this, it would be asking for the net code, but it didn't receive that net code. Like, you have put it the first 4 digit of your card PIN, or the last 4 numbers of your card PIN on the card PIN box?
Hang on. Under net code, it's asking for a six digit net code.
It would be even going to receive that on your mobile phone, but the thing is that whenever it's asking for your, okay, give a click on enter card details.
Whereabouts is that? I'm still sitting at internet code. Am I supposed
to be? It won't be come up on your mobile phone, because the details is incorrect. Now give a click on enter card details.
Okay, well, where's that? Because I can't.
Just below that.
Oh, enter card details. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, card number. And that's what I put in there. The whole 4, 8, 12, 16 digits.
Yeah, and just below that, it says card PIN. Now, whenever you have put in your card PIN numbers, like you have put, there would be only a 4-digit PIN you can able to put there, am I correct?
Well, can we do it again just to see what happens? I think it was 4, and that's why we got into trouble, but I just want to double check it. 1 7 2 9 1 9 1 0 3 6 0 8. And it's come up with select or select.
Just below that, it says card PIN.
Yeah,
touch
card
PIN.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. No, like, give a click on next now. How many digits do you have put it in?
I've put 6 digits in. That's the card. That's the number that I remember.
Okay, give a click on next.
This is where it's going to come up and see 4 only.
Yeah, maybe this time it will going to work. Give a click on get net code. Okay, now swipe up your screen from bottom to top. And come back to your home screen.
It's taken me out the CommBank icon. Should not have done that, should it?
Can you check your messages? That have you received any message or not?
No, hang on. Let me take that up there. No messages. Messages haven't changed, no. The last one was 1050.
Okay, whenever you have put the 6-digit PIN, it is accepted the 6-digit PIN on that time?
Sorry, what was that?
Is it accepted the 6-digit PIN whenever you have put the PIN in on that
one? Yeah, when I go to the bank, yes, it does.
Okay, you do one thing. Swipe up your screen from bottom to top and open up your, go to the Google. Go to the Safari browser and go to the Google. And do you have got any appointment today?
No, I haven't. But I don't want to sit here all day thinking about this crap, I tell you.
Okay. And do you think that your bank is your bank is open today or it is closed?
No. It won't be until Monday.
Won't be until Monday.
Now, I'm not getting, when I click on CommBank, no, it's coming up with just that net code thing, 6-digit net code.
Okay, it's not coming up on your screen, right? Now, the thing is that what you need to do this time, you need to call, can you see the number? It says 13221. Can you see the number?
Yep, and they keep you waiting for hours on end.
Yeah, I understand. Maybe you have called them after 4 o'clock, so that is the reason. Now this time, you need to call on that number, and once your call has gone connected to them, like whenever you have went to the bank yesterday, they took your phone from you and did anything on your phone yesterday?
No, nothing at all. They did not get my phone off me, no.
Okay. All right, you do one thing. First of all, swipe up your screen.
It's got, if the card number and PIN entered are valid, we'll send you a net code by SMS. But we did that, didn't we?
Yeah, we have done that.
I might just do that again, just for satisfaction.
It won't work. It won't work. You will gonna receive the text message on your mobile phone.
Oh, okay. All right. That's all right. I just thought I'd forget. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So would there be any documentation that they'll hit me with when I ring up about that?
Okay. Just allow me some more. Just give me a moment.
They've just shut everything down. That's what they've done. And only the banks can get in and get money out for me by the look of it. I don't know if I've even got any money there.
Just give me a moment, all right?
I'm just trying something.
All right.
No, it didn't work either. That's what it might have been. No, nothing's working on that. I had an awful thought that it wasn't 9, it was 1, that was all. I think I've probably lost the 20,000 by the sound of it.
Yeah, just hold on for a moment. I'm just having a word with my team. Just hold on. You there?
Yeah.
All right. Now, we will going to try it through the Google and check that it will going to work or not, or else we have to wait for Monday to unblock your account. Like yesterday, whenever the bank employee has asked you that, have you made this transaction to your, to whom? Have you told them that you are making this transaction to your son-in-law, right? And after
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, and after that, what did they say to you?
I can't remember. So then they quiz me about what was he my son-in-law? Why did he want to do this? Where was the house? I said it's not been built yet. And then they asked me about and they would need a copy of his license before anything could happen.
And how are you gonna give it to them? You have to go to your bank or like what?
Well, I did. There's a letter there that I'll go back to if it's okay, and I can read it to you.
Okay. Like you have received it on your email?
Yes, I have. You can look
okay.
up my email, though, can't you?
It's on the server. You can read it out for me if you receive that message.
I don't care. I'm just over it. Commonwealth Bank, the first payment of new account. Okay. Dear Anne, following payment has been submitted from account 00 with XX and the ending in 4965 to Gary Richard Dobson, and the BSBN number and the amount of 19,900. Description, home repairs, renovation, date 10th of the 2nd, 10th to OSCO, receipt number, the for your security, first time payments to new accounts will be held up for 24 hours. We're here to help. If you have any questions, and it's call that 13221 number. That's one from the bank. There's another one also. Group fraud management. There's one. You will receive a call from Commonwealth Bank Scam Security Team. We noticed some activity on your account that we'd like to speak to you about. We will be contacting you shortly. I missed the call because I was busy at work. We recommend you visit combank.au scams to better protect yourself. Yeah. Protecting you is our priority. Keep your account safe is our priority. That is why we have this range of products available. And then they're the two I actually got. And then there was another one I thought where they wanted to speak to me. Hang on. Somewhere here. You will receive a call from the Commonwealth Bank. You will receive a call from the Commonwealth Bank, dear, and we noticed some activity. I read that one to you anyway, didn't I? I think they're the two that I got yesterday on my internet. So they've just shut everything down.
And after that, have you tried to log in into your bank before you call them up?
I tried to log in to my bank, and then there was that foreign thing on the screen, and I couldn't get into my account. But when I went to the bank, my accounts were all showing on their computer, and they could give me $100.
And what did they say? They have cancelled that transaction of $19,900?
That cancelled that, yes.
Okay, have you told them to cancel the transaction?
No, I haven't told them to do it at all.
And they have done that by their own self?
Yes, and they put it back into my account. Apparently, from what I understand, I could be wrong. According to the bank, it's gone back into my account.
Yes, and that is the main... motive of the hackers, because if they will gonna authorize the transaction, like they didn't even call you for the transaction of 20,000, but in the second time, whenever we have made the transaction of 19,900, they have called you and they haven't approved the transaction yet. Now, suppose if you wanted to make this transaction to your real son-in-law, do you think that your bank people will supposed to ask you these sort of questions?
I would like to think that I was going to get asked, because but it was like a Nazi interrogation. Miss Margaret, whoever she was, she was, you know, like, she said, well, who is he and what is it? You know, like, mm-hmm. I just don't think that's necessary. But they, mm-hmm. I think they suspect I'm part of a scam or something, which I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing is that I have told you that we don't know that how many people are involved with these cyber fraud activities. It might be anybody in the bank. It might be the mm-hmm. manager. It might be the tailor. It might be anyone. But we don't yeah. have proper evidence. So that is the reason why that they did. That if they authorize the transaction, they were going to ask you some unusual question. Like if you wish to send any money to your son-in-law, if you say that it is your son-in-law, you want to say pay this money to them, they shouldn't have asked you these were the questions, that these were the yeah. unusual questions. These were the unusual yeah. questions they have asking to you just to confuse you up. Just to manipulate you so that you get scared and you won't yeah. make the transaction. That's what they did to you. I have told
well,
you
earlier. I wanted to walk away from the whole thing this morning. I wasn't going to ring anybody. I wasn't going to talk to anybody. And then I thought, no, at least you had rang me, so I will do the honest thing and ring you back. That's the only reason I rang you this morning, is because I still didn't know I wasn't scammed. I was scammed or anything like that. But I just don't like the way they just shut everything down on me.
Yeah, so that's what they have done to you, because that is the way they can, you know, like run away. They were aware of it. They have doubted on us that you are part of the investigation and they are about to catch by us. So that is the reason they have done. They can do the thing that they can put a surveillance on your account. They might be say that they can be put a surveillance on your account or have made the transaction or not. They might be like cancel the transaction or authorize the transaction, but they can't able to do that. And even they have just close everything down. Do you think that a bank employee work like this?
Yeah, it's not. Like, I just didn't know what to think yesterday. I've been hit from so many corners this week, and I just did not think, about a lot of it, because it was just racing through my head. I'm going to lose everything I've got. That was the priority in my head at the time.
Yeah, of course.
And it would be in yours and anybody's.
Of course, it is your hard and soul money. If I was also in this sort of circumstances, I would have done the same thing. But I have told you earlier that these were these bank employees, these were the hackers. They are very smart. They will try their level best just not to approve the transaction. So that's what they have done. They have just played to you, and they have tried to manipulate you and tried to scare you so that you will get scared. And they were says that the money would be gone through, because according to them, you were making a real transaction.
Yes, because
we have hiding the amount for a time being just to confuse them up. So they didn't know that you are making a dummy transaction, correct? So that is the reason why they would get confused. And that is how we can able to catch these hackers down. And they, what they have done, they have doubted on us and they have cancelled the transaction. They hasn't done anything on this network. Okay. So that's what they have done, that they have just cancelled each and everything so that they can leave it the way it is and they can run away and they can try to do the same thing once again from the beginning.
That's not fair.
Yes, but
really?
But the thing is that you see that, and if you will gonna going down to the bank on Monday and fixing up everything over there, that they will gonna register yourself to the internet banking or something like that, still they will gonna manage to do that. So what we need to do on this time, you need to set up everything down, like you have got your customer ID, you just need to create a password and You will need to put your PIN number. You need to set up these things, and after that you are able to see the balances. Now, whenever you will gonna see the balances, they will gonna say to you anything to you. Okay. Now, whenever you will gonna see the balances, and whenever you can log in into your account, then what we will gonna do this time, we will gonna do that in another way. I will gonna let you know how we gonna save your money, because the whole amount that you have got in your bank account of your Combank, it is no longer safe and secure.
No, I know that. That's what's worrying me greatly. I need security around me 100%.
Yes, but we can able to provide you the security. Your bank can be tells you that they will gonna provide you the security. There are lots of scams going on. There are lots of fraudulent activities they have suspect on your account, but make sure they were these people, they were these hackers who are trying to manipulate you. So they will try to scare you, but you need to be very smart in your point of view that you have made the transaction to your real son-in-law. That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if they have gonna cancel the transaction, you don't have to do any more transaction on that, because they will gonna doubt it on you if you do so on that time. I will gonna let you know that what you need to do. Now, first of all, just hold on. What you need to do, you need to call on that number, that is 13221. Okay. Now you need to call on that number. Now, first of all, you do one thing. You just log go to the Google. We will gonna check that from the Google that it is working or not. Then we will gonna go ahead, and I will gonna let you know that what you need to do.
So now or later?
Yeah, now. Go to Google.
I'm just finding out. Okay. Google. I can never find it on my.
Yeah, open up the Safari browser.
Yeah, and it's yes, but. It's got my work stuff on it. That's the
Give a click on.
I've just got to get my work stuff off it first. That's all. It's blocking going to my other. I've got to get rid of all my stuff off it.
Okay, click on a new tab. Look at the bottom left hand side. There should be a plus sign on the left hand side bottom.
Give a click on Google.
Now, on the Google, type there, NetBank.
NETBANK is one word?
Yes, right.
Capital N. I bet you wish you hadn't rang me in the first place. NetBank. Right, go. NetBank.
Yeah, can you see NetBank, the first one? Give a click on the first one.
Yeah, NetBank, yep. Okay, interesting. Oh, okay, so there. Log on to NetBank, register for NetBank.
Give a click on log on to NetBank.
Okay, so what do I put in there?
Give a click on that, log on to NetBank.
Mm-hmm. Client number. Okay.
Yeah, give a click on I have forgotten my login details. Give a click on that. Just below the log on? Yes.
Forgotten my details,
Yeah. Now put your card number over there.
Oh, hang on, that's gone. Where's it gone? Got off my screen. Hang on. NetBank. Log on to NetBank. I have forgotten my login details.
Touch on that card number box first.
Oh, hang on, I've got to go back one then. Okay, that one, client number, you touched on that,
No. Just below that, log on. Can you see I have forgotten my details? Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now can you see this card number, card PIN? Can you see that?
Oh, whereabouts is it? It's very small. Isn't it?
Yes.
Card number, yes.
Yeah,
and
touch
card
on that
PIN.
Box. Yeah.
Yeah. Card number. And
yeah, now put your, yeah,
the debit
put your card
number.
Yes, right, put that in.
5217. 29. Do you put it all in as one or put gaps in it?
No, you don't have to put any gaps.
Gaps in it, okay. Oh, Peter, I hate doing this. You have no idea. I'm not very savvy with computers and phones, as you know.
Uh-huh.
Hate them. 5217291010103608. Right, yeah, I've put it in.
Yeah, and just below that, you're able to see a box where it says card PIN.
Yep.
Now you need to put the 6-digit PIN and check that. Can you able to put the 6-digit PIN or the 4-digit PIN only accepted over there?
9009012. And hit done.
Okay, double click on I need to reset my net bank password on that checkbox.
Oh, okay. Right. Yep, I've done that.
Now, just beside to that, can you see login or continue?
Next, I've got. Is that?
Yeah, double click on that.
It's not letting me. I'm clicking on it, but I'm not going
anywhere.
It will
come up.
Okay. All right, I'm impatient.
It has been cancelled by you. You just need to wait for a while.
What?
And do you know that is your mobile phone is registered to the net bank? Like whenever, have you received any message on your normal cell phone? Any text message before?
About what?
From your internet banking, from your net banking, like do you receive any text message on your mobile phone? Like have you received any message?
No, I don't know. Not today, I haven't, but I'm aware of. No, I don't know. There's nothing
maybe,
messages. I need to...
Maybe your mobile number is not registered with this phone number. Okay, you do one thing. You put the card number and card PIN once again.
I just think I'll give up completely. I'll go and live in the bush.
If you give up, then how can I help you? How I can catch the hackers? You have seen that we are also trying my level best.
Sorry, what was that?
I was also trying my level best. Now this is how we can able to catch these hackers. Because you see that there are lots of bad people in our country who are keep doing this, and we are working 24/7 for them.
I just feel like the whole world's against me at the moment. But anyway. 5217091010036 8 done.
Now give a click on that.
What card should I use? I put the number in, and it's not letting me enter PIN. You use.
Give a click on that box. Give a click on that below that. Can you see a box which is blank? Give a touch on that.
Which is PIN? Yeah.
Yeah, now put the 6-digit PIN.
Yeah, okay. 9.
No, just below that, can you see I need to reset my password?
Yes.
Give a click on that. Now, Now just decide to that, give a click on next. And now just hold on. Just hold on, don't touch many times. Okay, can you see it says get netcode SMS? With a, yeah, give a click on get netcode SMS, which is highlighted in yellow.
Yeah, click on that.
Don't touch on, yes.
Yeah. I can't read it hardly, it's very, very small. Now where do I go?
Okay, zoom the page, what it says. Your netcode will gonna, it is gonna say that send you an SMS if you don't get
your it. Your netcode has been sent as an SMS. If you don't get it, go back and make sure you're using the correct card number and PIN. Well, as far as I know, I am.
Okay, maybe your mobile number is not registered
on
the internet banking. So that is the reason why you are not getting these messages on your phone. Now, can you see if you are not registered for netcode SMS, please contact us.
Where does
that on the left-hand side, can you see enter netcode SMS? It says if you are not registered for netcode SMS, please call us.
Oh, what's going on with that? Okay. If you're not registered with the netcode SMS, please contact us to assist. How
yeah, give a netcode? Click on that. Give a click on
okay.
That.
Okay, the on that greeny blue, on that greeny blue.
Contact us where it says. If you are not registered for netcode SMS, please contact us for assistance. Give a click on contact us.
There you go. Find the right support by selecting from the options below. An instant response from our virtual assistant, Siva, or you can text our specialist meeting.
Okay, it won't going to work like this, all right? Now, this time, what you need to do, you have to call up your bank.
Right, well, you're not going to get an answer out of them until Monday, are you?
You just try once and check that is it working or not. You need to call on that number and tell them that your mobile number is not registered on your internet banking, on your Commonwealth Bank. So you wanted to register your mobile number because you don't get any updates on your mobile number. So you just wanted to register your mobile number of on your internet banking, all right?
Yeah, I know.
You just make a note of it or else.
Okay, so I just want to make, register my mobile number for internet banking, is that right?
Yes, right, and tell them that I try to log in from my mobile phone and I'm not getting any SMS.
Hang on,
hang on,
my phone's playing up, hang on. It's in a bad spot, obviously. Right, okay, sorry about that, I couldn't hear it, yep. You were breaking up.
Yeah, you need to tell them that you are not getting any netcode SMS on your, like on your mobile phone. Okay, so you because your maybe your mobile number is not registered on your internet banking. So you wanted to register
it's
your mobile number.
I've lost you completely. Hang on. Talk to me again and see if I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I've moved to a different path.
All right.
My mobile is not registered on internet banking, and then
now. Yeah, so, yeah, that's why I'm not getting any netcode on my cell phone. So I wanted to register my mobile number on my internet banking. Okay? And tell them that maybe my account has been blocked, so you wanted to re-register yourself to the internet banking because you want to settle down the ID and the password, and you wanted to...
Yeah. What password was that?
You wanted to re-register yourself because your account has been blocked, or you are trying to recover your account, but you are not getting any netcode SMS. So you just wanted to, you just want to register your mobile number on the internet banking, then you can able to do that. All right?
Yeah. Okay, well, yesterday I waited 7 hours and I got no response from them. Just my phone was on for 7 hours trying to get through and nothing was there.
Okay, and which number you have called them?
Well, I rang the scams line yesterday, but I know this other line, the 13221 can be just the same.
Okay, just call on that number, that is 13221, and check that is it working or not.
Okay, right, yeah. All right, I'll do that. Okay, anything
else? Yes, right. Now, if they're going to tell you about the previous transaction or something like that, you just tell them, yes, you have made the transaction to your son-in-law, and that's it, okay? And you just tell them about the previous transaction, that is 20,000. If they're going to ask you about the 19,900, tell them that is it cancelled or not. If they said that it is cancelled, then you don't have to do anything about it. Maybe they will gonna doubt it on us. So you don't have to do that sort of things. You just call them up and talk to them. Tell them you wanted to register your mobile number on your internet banking because you are not getting any SMS. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to get updated. You are not getting any SMS. My internet account has been blocked. So you wanted to re-register yourself. So just registered my mobile number on the internet banking. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now just hang up the call. Or do you have got the number of the Combank?
Yeah, 13221.
Yes, right. That's the number. Now you just hang up the call and call them up and provide them the details. All right? And I'll be waiting for your response. But make sure one thing, Anne, that they might be tells you anything. Okay, but you need to be very confident with your words while you are facing them up.
Oh, look, Peter, I don't think I can. At the moment, I'm shattered. I really am. Because I don't know if I have any money.
Maybe they won't. I am here to help you out. And if any money goes out of your account, if anything goes wrong, I will be the person who will be the hell responsible for that. Okay? So don't worry about that sort of things.
Well, it's about 300,000 I'm down at the moment, according to them.
So that is the reason why we have to save that money on a proper way. Now, can you imagine if these government employees who are working for the bank, they are trying to steal money from you? How would the future would be look like?
Oh, dreadful. Now, listen, with this, if I can't get through, I'm not going to hang here all day. So how long will I give it till I can get, if I can't get through, what then?
If you can't get through on that number, you just call me up directly on my number, or else you do one thing. You just confirm me your email so that we will going to get back to you on your email.
Do you want my email address now?
Yes, right.
You would already have it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because we need to make sure, we need to confirm that things properly.
Okay. It's Anne, capital A-N-N.
Hold on.
E-G. Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
I know I sound cranky today, but I am.
It's Anne.
Anne with capital A, small N-N, dot E-G-A-N.
E-G-A-N.
52@outlook.com.
It's Anne.Egan52@outlook.com, right?
That's correct, yes.
now we will gonna use to message you on your email, and we wish to have a conversation over there. If you can't call us back, and if we your call can't get through, all right? You have got the number which starts with 04. You just call on that number if you not getting connected, and if you won't get connected on that number, then you just I will gonna emails you, and we will gonna talk over the email. All right?
Yeah. Well, that's the number I used yesterday, and it just engaged. I tried it several times, and I thought, right, this is it. I've been scammed.
Yeah, because there are lots of people who can call you on the same sort of time. So maybe that is a reason why you cannot get through on that number.
Okay.
Because I'm not the only one who is working over there, and that is not my personal number. This is the head office number. Maybe it was busy on that time, so that is the reason.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, you just hang up the call and call them up straight away, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Right,
thank you. I'm having a coffee first.
All right, you can do that.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye for now.
Bye.